today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to today's episode of the program. Today's special. How to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, Wednesday, is the 22nd of Zilqa'da, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Before starting today's program, we invite you to listen to the blessed recitation of the Holy Quran, Surah Az-Zumar, Ayah 17 and 18. Please stay tuned.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wallazina jtanabu at-taghuta an ya'buduha wa anabu ila Allahi lahumul bushra fabashshir 'ibad.
But those who have avoided taghut, lest they worship it, and turn back to Allah, for them are good tidings. So give good tidings to my servants.
الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
Who listen to speech and follow the best of it, those are the ones Allah has guided, and those are people of understanding.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the characteristics of sincere believers and God's servants is their avoidance from false deities, since it is a prelude to attentiveness to God. These ayahs compare and contrast biased and obdurate polytheists, for whom hellfire is in store, with truth-seeking servants of God. It is worthy of note that worshipping Taghut is not restricted to bowing down on prostration in worship, but it includes any kind of obediences as well.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayt qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
Enduring difficulties of worship. Worshipping Allah has accompanying difficulties stemming from the taghut, who create hindrances to prevent people from focusing on God, from the irreligious ones who ridicule the religious ones, from Satan and the carnal soul that strive to obstruct the human beings from the worship of Allah, and other factors that create obstacles. Were they not annoying the Prophet of Islam when he was praying in the Kaaba? Were the combatant Muslims not giving their lives for the sake of the worship of Allah under the tortures of the Taghut. During his last night at the hospital, the late Imam Khomeini also did not abandon the optional prayers. The path of truth has difficulties that must be overcome by giving one's life and not being afraid of being hooted or incurring the enmity of people. Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "In the way of truth, you must not be afraid because of the scantiness of its followers."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another reason for worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that, okay, our instincts, our human instincts, is in such a way that we come to the point that we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because this is a part of our inner disposition, our inner character. I mean, everybody, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, finds out that the whole universe has got an ultimate creator and everybody has been created due to the graceful attention and favor of the creator, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These items are the least that everybody can sense. And in the Islamic religion and in the Islamic instructions, particularly as explicated in the Holy Quran and later on in the Hadiths, we find that there are abundant references in this regard. Now we find that, okay, based on this, we find that, I mean, idol worshipping or worshipping celestial bodies like the moon or the sun, or, for example, worshipping cow, as practiced by some Hindus in India and elsewhere, they are just manifestations of having gone astray, because in our inner feelings, in our inner mind, we find that we can calculate that a cow cannot be the creator of anything. The cow needs everything from everybody. Or, for example, nobody can be, not the same person would accept that an idol, I mean, made by someone else in the shape or in the form of, for example, a human being or like any object or anything else, it cannot be the creator of anything. How can one accept that? How can one imagine that, for example, a piece of stone should be worshipped? I mean, certainly those people who worship some stones, they are far from thinking logically.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Spend quality time with your family. It's always nice to have more time with our family. We can prepare meals for our parents and massage their tired feet. We can read books and play with our children. We can have meaningful conversations with our siblings. Wouldn't it also be nice to do our prayers together? The Prophet, peace be upon him, stated, "Whoever prays the evening prayer in congregation is as if he has stood for prayers half of the night. Whoever prays the dawn prayer in congregation is as if he has stood for prayer the entire night.
ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Dimensions of worship. In the culture of Islam, worship is higher than its manifestations such as prayer and fasting. Acts which are beneficial to the people are all acts of worship. Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, stated, "Worship is not excessive praying and fasting. Verily, worship is a reflection on the handiwork of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflection that makes human beings better acquainted with Allah has been regarded as an act of worship. The Messenger of Allah stated, worship has 70 parts, the best of which is to earn a lawful or halal income. The Prophet of Allah also stated, the act of seeking knowledge in order to refute falsehood and turn deviation into guidance is equivalent to 40 years of worship.
So Allah Azza wa Jal, He wants to treat this arrogance that we human beings have through sujood. And this arrogance can only be treated by placing our forehead on the dust directly. Don't put a barrier between your forehead and the dust, the turba or the earth. Because the carpet will not give you that same result. Now that we understand the first reason, the Imam goes to the second reason. And the second reason the Imam tells Hisham ibn al-Hakam, remember in the hadith when he asked him, on what things can I do sujood? The Imam told him, on the earth and whatever is grown from the earth. And then Hisham asked him why. He said, because number one, if you pray on the earth directly, this will help you in becoming humble. Number two, the Imam told Hisham ibn al-Hakam, he said, because the people, they worship these items. The carpet is what? Man-made. And human beings, they worship man-made items. What the Imam basically is saying during Salah, during Sujood, you want to put all your focus and concentration on what? On Allah. That's why when you do Sujood on something natural, created by Allah. Don't do Sujood on something that is man-made, because it will remind you of the dunya. When you place your forehead on the carpet, this will remind you on the dunya. This will distract you from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the human being is distracted so easily. So if you don't want to be distracted, place your forehead on the dust that Allah created. It's not man-made. And then the Imam says, human beings, they worship their food and their clothes and whatever is man-made. Why? How do people worship them? The Imam means that they are so devoted to their desires more than they are devoted to Allah Azza wa Jal.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Today's Special. We hope you enjoyed it. For more information on this program and to download for free our previous episodes of this program and other programs of IRIB English Radio, please visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.